because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yeah, well, Coach, you mark this one down on your calendar book, will you? You mark it down. Let me get my trusty phone out here. What day is this here? Today is June 14th. Mark it down. Second day in a row that I have a guest. You know how I am. This show's all about me and what I think, you know, sort of like old Limbaugh says. And for me to give another hour of valuable airtime away tells you we must have a pretty important guest here. We had a great show yesterday with Russ Dizdar. If you didn't get a chance to see that, folks, our stuff is all archived for free at CoachDaveLive.com, and we'd love for you to go there and share. Take the stuff that we talk about and share with others, and we can open up other people's eyes and enlighten them to exactly what's going on. And, here in the huddle, we give this new format. We can get up to 30 of you in to join us live. We ask that you would do it. Jump in here with us. Sheila Zielinski's with us, the Weekend Vigilante. I'm going to get into that here in a second. Sheila is in Vancouver, British Columbia. Now, most of us here in America, we don't even know where that is. It's someplace up north, we would all say. She's clear out up north and clear out west. So she got up bright and early to be here with us. And she lives up there in Canada, and she doesn't have this great technology that we have here in the good old U.S. of A. So she's trying to working, even though she does her own show and does a lot of great stuff, she's kind of handicapped by technology, doesn't have the great stuff that we have. So Jared's done a good job of getting everything set up for us here today. Sheila's joining us by Skype, by phone, so we're not going to be able to have her beautiful blonde hair and rosy red lips on here with us today. But those of you who've never met Sheila, she is the Weekend Vigilante. We're going to have her up here in just a second. I want to point out a couple things here real quickly before we do bring Sheila in. Number one, don't forget the boot camp this weekend and the trip to the Homosexual Pride Parade. Those of you who are coming, if you have any questions at all, let us know. If you're flying in, please make sure that you let us know exactly your flight time so we can pick you up. Lindell's coming in already this morning. We'll be there to get you. We'll take you to the Gay Pride Parade, Homosexual Pride Parade, let you see what it really looks like. I was just seeing, this is fascinating, folks. Last year, I was reading on the website, last year there were 10,000 marchers and 500,000 people watching. Think about this. We just talked about it the other day in Romans 1, giving hearty approval to those who do it. So there are people out there applauding this debauchery that's marching down the streets. We're going to be there, and we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We'd love for you to be able to come and join us. You can't come to the boot camp. Maybe you can just join us, email us, and we'll set you up there. Issue number two, the towering inferno that's going on in England. I don't know what that's all about, but the one thing that I noticed, those towers haven't fallen down yet, have they? They've burned and burned and burned and burned and burned all night long, and those towers are still standing. Reminiscent of another set of towers that, they only burned a couple hours, and 30, 40, 50 floors below, they crumbled. Something not right on that one. Issue number three is, boy, Jeff Sessions did pretty good yesterday. We're going to talk about that. You know what you notice? You see a man of integrity when you see Jeff Sessions. See, he doesn't have to remember what he said because he didn't lie in the first place. What a country we would have if people didn't lie. How about if we just started with that one as the Ten Commandments that we would follow? Thou shalt not lie. How about if they found out that you lied in the political office, they booted you out? But they threw you in jail. Only that kind of those kind of drastic measures are really going to help us turn this country around. I've known Sheila for a couple years. I met her first at Whitestone with Steve Quayle back. I don't know, I lose track of time. 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and I've been an admirer of her. Been on her shows a couple times, and she's at it, man. She's hard and at it, and harsh and in your face and speaking the truth. And one of the things I really like about Sheila that we have in common is she understands the spiritual aspect of what's going on around us. Very few of us, folks, there's very few of us. You talk about the the mainstream hacks. You talk about Megyn Kelly. I just saw that Megyn Kelly has become a Tell me when, Jack. Tell me when. Go. Boy, I feel like I'm off the screen. Gotcha, man. But Megyn Kelly's a great failure because they don't understand the media's changed. I'll talk about all that later. And there are voices like, see, Megyn Kelly's in serious trouble because she's bringing Alex Jones on this show, on her show. Well, Alex Jones is Sheila Zelensky's brother. Philosophically, you understand what I'm saying? And Alex Jones is friends with Sheila Zelensky and friends with Doug Hagman and friends with Rick Wiles and friends with Dave Hodges. And see, this is all this alternative media that's forming all around us. One of the reasons that we're in the mess we're in is because the message has been so controlled. No more, baby. They spent all that money on Megyn Kelly and there ain't nobody watching. Because all of Megyn Kelly's friends were Fox News supporters and they saw when she showed what she was all about, boom, they got it. And they quit watching her on Fox. They moved her to NBC and they thought that everybody's going to watch her NBC. And see, we deplorables, we're smarter than that. We've got this whole thing figured out. I'm going to shut up even though I want to talk on and on and on. I'm going to introduce Sheila. I'm going to do a little intro with Sheila and then I'm going to play a clip. We'll talk more about it here in the morning. Sheila, God bless you. Thanks for getting up so early in the morning. And it's an honor to have you on with us.
It's an honor to be on, and it's a pleasure to really be. I mean, obviously, it is up like 3:30 in the morning here in Vancouver time, but it is a pleasure and honor. And you know, I'm a very big fan of your work as well, Coach. So, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Sheila, how did you get? You've been at this a while, Sheila. How did you get involved with it? This idea of a weekend vigilante and really build a name for yourself. What prompted you to do it, Sheila?
Well, I was a former government top advisor for environment, and back in 2005 and 2006, I started speaking out against the man-made anthropogenic global warming scan. Anthropogenic's a really fancy word for man is causing it with that deadly CO2 we exhale. So I went to a climate conference and I became very concerned. I started speaking out. And I was fighting smart grid, the smart meters, smart technology, a lot of the geoengineering that they're doing, like spraying metal filings in the sky to combat climate change. But I had met a couple of big wigs and I knew it was a scam. So that's when I really started kind of waging war on this ubiquitously corrupt, evil system, Dave. And it's all just been flat out insane asylum since then. It's actually my 10th year of really waging war on corruption, you could say. So July 5th of this year will be my sort of 10th year of really getting thrust into the battle. My mother also very quickly was given a vaccine in 2009, Tamiflu, very healthy 58-year-old in 2009. And then 48 hours later after the vaccine, she was an instant quadriplegic on life support. So I began to research on vaccinations. And so, you know, this is kind of another tentacle of the nefarious New World Order agenda. But, you know, a lot of culmination of things really happened in my life. And I did discover some documents while I was at Environment to really, I knew that this whole global warming, this climatization, this cult of climate, and praise the Lord for this Paris Accord being shut down by Trump. That's a dream come true for me because I've been fighting this green agenda for a long time, and people don't understand how nefarious it is. They just want to talk about, oh, the earth is warming, but actually it's a really nefarious global governance and depopulation agenda. So we can get into that too, but it's kind of how I sprung into where you see us now, Dave.
So Sheila, how have you, man, 10 years, I'm thinking about that. I've been at it about that long too, but I haven't been taking on. It's been a slow awakening, you know, Sheila, for me. I understood something was wrong. Couldn't always put a finger on it. You were kind of out in front of a lot of people. How did you, Sheila, and probably still are, how did you combat the tinfoil hat label? The same thing that they're trying to hang on Alex Jones now. And of course, Alex Jones is going to go mainstream with Megyn Kelly. And what's going to happen, there's going to be many people out there who are going to watch Alex Jones on Megyn Kelly's show, and they're going to say, wow, who is this dude? My goodness, he's saying a lot of things that I believe. And so the mainstream media is all in a tizzy because the last thing they want is more Americans exposed to what they call alternative tinfoil hat media. So I think this is really a critical time, and they're doing everything they can. Sponsors are doing everything they can to cancel the interview that Alex Jones does not get on mainstream TV. So help me out here, Sheila, as somebody who's been in this thing for a decade, how have you combated that tinfoil hat label that they love to slap on you? The whole, by the way, folks, Sheila's written a fabulous book called The Green Gospel. She wrote this book long before the Paris Accords and before all that thing, before Trump shut that baby down. Sheila was screaming from the housetop, say, this is not what you think. Sheila, how did you overcome the tinfoil hat part?
Well, that's a really good question because, I mean, I was awake when it seemed like no one was. And so I was really labeled as a total tinfoil hat wearing kook. And of course, you know, 10 years ago, very few people knew about the Bilderberg group. And now the stuff's all kind of mainstream. Everybody and their dogs heard about the Illuminati. But when I was talking about this stuff, again, I mean, I could barely get a guest on my show because I was written off as, oh, she's a Christian, she's conservative, and she's totally a kook. So try those three. You have a war on Christianity now. Boy, oh boy, back then, I could barely get anyone on my show. I think David Icke came on my show years ago and he started rambling on about the reptilians and he kind of lost me. But here's the thing, you know, I didn't pick this calling. I was making a six-figure income, you know, working for a bunch of bureaucratic nightmare. I certainly didn't pick this. And it was almost like I just had this deep, compelling. And I think maybe that's because I read a book when I was 12 years old, When Your Money Fails, it was called. And I can't even remember the author, but, you know, the mark of the beast, the whole tech, you know, I was trying to wake people up even to, you know, chemtrails, back.
Talking right directly to you, folks. You're looking at me right now. I'm speaking right directly to you. There's not a producer behind me other than Jared running the board. There's not commercial sponsors behind me. There's not somebody planting things in my head about this guest and that guest. It's not politically correct. I don't have to please anybody. It's me and you. And you can click on your phone. You can click on your computer. And here I am anytime you want me. I'm here. You can click on Sheila Zielinski anytime you want to. You can be driving down the car on the highway, and you can click on your YouTube, and there'll be Sheila Zielinski, or there'll be Hagmans, or there'll be Dave Hodge. The media has totally and completely changed. And we no longer live in an age where people come home at 5 o'clock at night, sit down, eat their dinner, and then turn on the evening news and what's going on. Those days are forever gone. And Sheila, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to put that genie back in the bottle. That is what Donald Trump represents. And even though Donald Trump may not understand it to the depth that we do, or somebody's been researching it like you have for a decade, even though he may not understand it to that depth, Sheila, I just honestly believe in my heart that he's closer to one of us than he is to one of them. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you really appealed to the, you know, the Joe six-pack lunchbox carrier on the street because, you know, and that's the thing, these liberal lemmings, these media operatives, they have unlimited funding. You know, you just talked about sponsors, and they pummel our culture with a steady diet of this fake news, the immorality, and poison. Guess what? Gloria Steinem just said the answer for climate change is abortion, Dave.
Yeah. All those who hate me love death, the scriptures tell us, Sheila.
Yeah, but it's okay to sell baby body parts to the highest bidder for these bloodthirsty, bloodlust Satanists. And that's the thing. I think, you know, there's a raging war on independent Christian media. They want to silence us. The constant censorship. I'm getting one out of every three of my YouTubes is getting demonetized. But here's a funny thing that happened, Dave. I actually was flown to Atlanta, Georgia 2 years ago, and CBN, Christian Broadcasting News, they actually were really interested in me doing my own show. So they brought me there for a week. The producers talked to me. And then it turned out at the end of the day, after they really looked into a lot of my content, they just said, you know, don't call us, we'll call you. So it was like, we're not going to, she's too vocal on abortion and the gay, we're not going to touch the gay pride thing. So yeah, it was pretty
interesting. Sheila doesn't fit into that little box that we put Christianity is in. And Sheila, I say that the battle is not against, it's not against the other side. I mean, it is to a degree, but the scriptures tell us that our enemies will be those of our own household. And Sheila, some of my greatest critics, and I'm sure some of your greatest critics, are mainstream establishment church-going type people who just do not want to stick their head up out of the box and see what's going on to get their head out of the sand. But Sheila, something is going on across the globe, across America. Alex Jones, the night of the election, had more viewers than ABC, all of those alphabet networks. More people watched Alex Jones on election night than any of the main. Is that unbelievable, Sheila? Who would ever thought that we would reach a point like that?
Absolutely. And I do believe, you know, and there's great things about Alex as well, but I think sadly it is, you know, what's missing on shows like that though, is prayer and spiritual warfare. You're never going to hear a conversation about deliverance and, you know, the Great Commission on Alex Jones's show. So, you know, that's great that that's the case, but there's also a big element that we're not hearing on shows like that because, you know, we got to decide, are we a ministry or are we news? Like there is a difference between, you know, talking about world events and news headlines under the biblical worldview, right? And that's what you and I do. So, you know, will that ever go mainstream? I don't know, but I'm going to tell you one thing, Dave. When demons start manifesting at the rate that I'm getting emails that they are, boy, there's going to see a whole lot of people run into you and I. And when I wrote my book last year, Power Prayers, subtitled Warfare, that works, that's one of the things I said, you know, never in the history of mankind. I mean, look at the cesspool of a society. Sodom and Gomorrah's got nothing on this cesspool we're living in. The debauchery, the absolute, I mean, we're circling around the toilet bowl of morals like I've never seen. And I have always said this, that it's an astonishing rate, the acceleration, Dave, don't you find that amazing? And the Lord gave me a word, a prophetic word last year, and I said on a show, I'm getting a word from the Lord. I said, it's intensification. And as soon as I'll tell you, a month later, it was just flat out insane asylum. The crazy train left the station, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Folks, I make a Coach Dave with Sheila Zielinski. Anybody on the queue wants to jump in here at any time, you're welcome to do that. You know, Sheila, I've spent a – go ahead, Raj.
The thing I was going to say in raising comments is Alex Jones, I'm not a solid list all the time, I'm pretty mainstream. But he's fighting this battle without the Holy Spirit. Maybe I miss it. But the only way we move forward is programs like yours.
Yeah. Hey, Roger, you may have to rejoin, brother. You're garbled. We heard about every third word, and I think it's worthy of hearing. So maybe you ought to try to figure out what's going on there. It's I don't know whether it's on your end or our end, but there's plenty of, you can get out and get back in. Maybe I'll try to refresh your computer and see if that doesn't help. Sheila, yes.
With regards to Sheila, and I agree with the Christian aspect. But there is one issue, and that is our children, the general populace, have been trained that once they hear anything about Christ, the Bible, that they give you the Heisman stiff arm.
Mm.
It's really, I mean, when you start, and I agree you should talk about it, but you got to choose carefully, because once you start talking about it, you get rid of half your audience immediately. They're gone. They won't listen to you.
What do you think about that, Sheila?
Well, you know, that is true. I've experienced that myself. In fact, when I really started ramping up spiritual warfare on my show to really address this, you know, deluge of demonic affliction, I'll tell you what, you're right. He just nailed it when he said, I did lose half my audience. That's a fact.
Yep.
Then again, you know, I'm not called to be a newscaster. I do have an apostolic ministry where, you know, the Great Commission. I mean, Jesus didn't say it's the Great Suggestion. He said we're supposed to go out and preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick. I mean, basically, I didn't pick this calling. And really, I thought, you know, I'm not talking about, you know, we call it fear porn, but I'm not going to talk about stuff all day long and hunker down in a bunker with a 50 cal in a silo. I'm going to talk about the answer in this very lateness of the hour. And I'll tell you what, I always have a show and I usually talk about a lot of issues. And then guess what? We get a steady diet of the news, but there is good news, and that's the gospel, because Jesus Christ is the only answer to this. And quite frankly, in this society, when you look around, even a bumbling buffoon knows that something is wrong. Something stinks in Denmark in society. Anybody knows that. So, I mean, I think that we have the answers, and there's going to be a whole lot of people looking for that when things hit the fan, Dave.
Yeah, we are in the midst of a cataclysmic reorganization of communication. Some of us still don't get it. Some of us still have not. When we reach the point, and it's coming very soon, in fact, maybe already be here, Sheila, where we're going to be able to have internet in our cars, and people can go on the internet for their news, to listen to their favorite shows. There's going to be the dinosaur media is going to go away. And so we have to be strategically placed. I get frustrated all the time, Sheila, because here on our show, we talk about what's going on in the world and we connect it to the demonic and the spiritual, where it says that Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What does that look like? What did Paul mean when he said that? And what did it mean in Genesis when he said he would put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, between her seed and his seed? What does that look like? And how does that manifest itself in 2017, where we are living our lives and what we see going on around us? And Sheila, I speak out often against what I call rapture frenzy. Everybody thinking that the rapture is about to come, that this thing is going to wind down, and it leads us to sit on our hind ends and not do anything about it. And I think that more and more people are waking up and understanding that maybe everything that we've been told and all these theories and all these strategies and all these this theology that we've been fed to us for generations through our churches, maybe not all of it is exactly accurate. Larry, what do you think about that? Jump in here real quick and see if you can rescue me on that one.
You're absolutely right. So many of us of our generation, and I'm at the bottom end of the baby boomers and the top end of your generation, but so many of us in our generation grew up in, quote, church environments during the first or second decade after the Great Reformation, where most of the lies that are being perpetrated in the, quote, churches today started. And it's so difficult for us even today. We can read the Word of God, you know, like you just said, what did Paul mean when he wrote that in Ephesians? Now, that's not the question. The question is, what did God mean when he had Paul write it?
There you go. Thanks, Larry. Yeah, that's right. And how does it apply to us today? Hey, Roger, I see you're back in there. Maybe we can hear you this time. You want to give it another try? Or do I see you in there? Maybe I had too much iced tea last night. Yeah, he's back in here. What do you say, Raj? He probably walked away, brushed his teeth or something. We'll get back to him. Sheila, so the problem is in the church. Whatever that term means, our problems, the church. Are you back, Raj?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Now we can. Good.
My comments were this. I've grown to enjoy Alex Jones. I don't necessarily understand all that he shares. I don't necessarily agree, but I enjoy listening to him. Bible mixed in. He's fighting the battle with only worldly ammunition.
Amen. Amen.
And I think shows like yours and the lady that you have on, although I've not listened to her, I will, have a mixture of God's Word and the Holy Spirit guiding we're wasting our time.
Yes, sir, Roger. We can't just point out the problem. We have to offer the solution. What do you say, Sheila?
Yeah, I totally agree. And here's the deal. You know, bottom line is, and I was hearing this song. I went to this church recently. I got out of the church years ago, but, you know, I was invited, and they were singing this little song. Oh, we went in the enemy's camp, blah, blah, blah. And I stopped song, and I thought, who's even doing this? Who's going into the enemy's camp and kicking butt and taking names? No one. Nobody in this church is doing that. When are we going to go into the enemy's camp and storm the gates? Because guess what? Luke 10:19, we have a pretty major scripture there, Dave. It says that we have power and authority over all the power of the enemy. What is going on in the world today? This is a deluge from the enemy turning everything upside down. But, and you know, the witches are having their incantations against Trump, and it's okay for the Washington Compost to say, oh, guess what? One of our EdOpt editors is doing we're going to join in on the witchcraft incantations and hexes, vexes, voodoo, hoodoo, pick your deluge from the pit of hell. So if someone, coach, tried to recruit you in a witch coven, man, they'd be teaching you your power and authority and how to take dominion in a heartbeat. And here's the thing. We'll recognize dark powers, but why are we not using our authority? Christians are not being taught spiritual warfare. We're not fighting flesh and blood, as you just said. But we have power over all the power of the enemy. We have dominion over the earth. You know, I mean, what part are we, I guess, of that do we not get? And so, you know, there's so many things that we can do. The world is in a mess. The devil is mopping the floor with most Christians. I got every other second some kind of spiritual bondage and attack, an attack on finances, their marriage. People's lives are crumbling. There's a targeting of the family. But we do have victory. That's not some cutesy phrase. You know, we're not of this world. This kingdom is not our kingdom. So I just think it's really important that, you know, we have to have a boldness. I mean, there's a saying in Texas, you good old boys like you, Dave, know this. When it comes to the guns, you just come and try and take them. Well, they have a boldness when it comes to their physical weapons, yet we have weapons that are not carnal, and we should have that same attitude towards the devil. You just come and try it. I will beat you down with the blood of Jesus, pal. We have the word of God. What did Jesus do? He combated everything the devil was doing with, it is written. It is written. We have the written Rhema word of God, and no one is really, there's very few that are really using their weapons, Dave. And I'll tell you, it's not coming in a 50 cal, because with this draconian police state and their tanks and MRAPs and all their high, you know, these amazing, I mean, they've got ICBMs that are, make you shudder, but we really actually have these, you know, like ICBMs in the spirit, and we can bind, we can loose, we can, I said every day of the campaign, I suffer the witch not to live, and Hillary Clinton, not very long after that, she was, you know, having all sorts of crazy episodes. So Paul spoke blindness. I speak blindness to God's enemies too. So if God is,
We don't understand that spiritual warfare at all. In fact, Sheila, as you were speaking, the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance the verse that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. And unfortunately, see, Christians have taken that verse with that, well, brother, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. In other words, they're saying, well, what can we do? This is not our home. In fact, what that scripture means, hey, dude, you got weapons that ain't worldly. You have otherworldly weapons. You're in the world, but you ain't of the world. How about taking this otherworldly weaponry that you have and raise heaven here in the earthly realm? Everything that we do in Christianity, I'm sorry, is defeatist. Everything we do is defeatist. Everything that we hear in our churches is to run away from the devil because he's so mean and he's so bad, and someday we'll get out of here. Someday you'll be, oh, you won't have to worry about your finances. Oh, someday he'll wipe away every tear. Well, why are we crying here more on earth about what's going on with the name of Jesus Christ? Why does that not bother us, what they're doing to the traditional family and what they're doing to unborn babies? Why are we not weeping? If all of our tears are going to be gone when we get to heaven, why aren't we shedding a few here right now about the things that really matter? Sheila, we're not taught to do that at all. It is submission, roll over. We'll be out of here soon. We win in the end. Hey, Sheila, can I tell you the truth? It makes me want to barf, and it makes me ashamed at times to be part of what we call the body of Christ. That's a whole story there. Amen, Sheila?
Yeah, because all these evangelifish, they're going, you know, they got the Jesus fish on their car. They got the bumper sticker, but you can't see a risen Jesus in their life. They go to these seeker-friendly, you know, pulpiteers. They pay homage once a week, half an hour, three hymns and a PowerPoint, preaching from the Reader's Digest. That's a risen life? It's not. So, I mean, this is the problem. You've got, you know, people say, oh, I'm just a poor old sinner. The Bible says that we're seated in heavenly places or washed, cleansed.
That's right.
Purified and made righteous, made holy.
Child of the King.
Problem. It's just, there's a disconnect. And, you know, you got these Lakewood Lukers and Kenneth Can You Cope With Them and Jesse Saplantis and Creflo Dollar Bill out there. Every day is a Friday, Dave. Well, Jesus didn't say go out into the world and make every day a Friday. Those guys turned the world upside down. But I'll tell you what, every day was not a Friday in the New Testament church.
Amen, brother. Is that ever the truth? Anybody got anything you want to jump in here and say? Now would be a good time to do it, because I'm going to move Sheila towards a different direction. Really, one of the reasons I had her on.
I just want to say amen to both of you.
Thanks, Serge. It's good, isn't it? Huh? It's good stuff.
Very good.
Don't we need a few more men like Sheila Zielinski, don't we? Huh? A little more men filled with the Spirit and the fire of Almighty God. We wouldn't be in the mess that we're in, that's for sure. Sheila. Let's take you're an expert on this. By the way, folks, weekendvigilante.com, weekendvigilante.com. Sheila's got a lot of great content on her website, her shows there, archive. You can go there and listen to her show. She has great guests. She's always hammering this. But Sheila, in my mind, you're one of the heroes over this whole climate change. You wrote the book, The Green Gospel. And then we see that Trump's swooped in and has canceled those Paris Accords. So somebody's sitting in the catbird seat the way that you are in regards to this. Give us your take on what's going on there.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a carefully hatched plan that's been in the works a long time. You know, I write about it. I chronicled this in my book, Green Gospel. This is the greatest hoax. And I don't even like calling it a hoax, actually, Dave. It's more, I mean, this whole climate thing, you know, and I was doing the happy dance when Trump, you know, he gave the middle finger to the Green Gospel, basically. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad when he said he was pulling out of that. You know, and then you got these Logan Act treasonous hucksters, Jerry Brown from California. Oh, I'm going to sign the Paris. I mean, this guy should be hanging from a rope from town square, as far as I'm concerned. That is
amen.
Disgusting. Trump stomped on that climate call. And now you've got these, you know, these rogue government agents, the provocateurs that, oh, I'm just going to sign this climate accord. Oh, don't get me started. But I mean, I was really excited about that because the treaty, it was the biggest scam and the greatest fraud of our era, period. And this green agenda has really become a religion. The head of the UN, and of course, we know the United Nations is, of course, Satan central, but their own chair of their phony climate panel, he wasn't even a scientist, by the way, he was a railway engineer. Rajendra Pachauri, he said on record, this is New York Post, not me, he goes, oh, this climate stuff, it's not my job. It's my dharma. It's my religion. This is a theological issue. People take climate change that serious. You got Leonardo the hack DiCaprio running around in his private jets, you know, oh, I wonder what I'm going to say to Trump on the Paris climate thing. I mean, you know, Al Gore, actually, ABC News covered this, had a $37,000 a month high, like bill, electricity bill. So, you know, he built, oh, the sea levels are rising 20 feet by next Wednesday. And then he builds an oceanfront property in San Francisco Bay. Like, these guys are such a bunch of windbags. But here's the bottom line. I was really proud of Trump. He was, you know, he put the kibosh on this UN Paris Accord. And the beautiful thing about it was he's like, we're not buying into this religion of doom. It's failed predictions, failed climate models, you know, this climate gate. I kind of talk about this in my book, this whole eco-friendly, carbon neutral, pagan death cult. It's a superstition club. You know, there's no measurable impact on temperatures in 100 years, but we're going to spend $58 billion. I mean, Karl Marx would have salivated the idea, Dave, using phony junk pseudoscience and doctored climate models to dupe the public into thinking they're responsible for heating the Earth's atmosphere by breathing out with the EPA under Obama, by the way. Obama took that to the EPA, and they deemed what you and everybody on this call exhale, CO2, as a deadly pollutant. No, CO2 is a God-given necessary byproduct for human life. Plants would die without it. It's plant food. Plants die, humans die. So why would you go after, you know, demonize CO2? So Al Gore is back in the loop this week. He's talking about his inconvenient sequel, but now he's re-engineering the world with a $15 trillion carbon tax. So not just this Albert Gorey, as I call him, the only green he likes is cash, by the way. It's not just nauseating that he's back with this new sequel, but now he actually is putting forward a 15, and I said trillion with a T, carbon tax scheme. So here we go again with more, you know, more theology from the hot air windbag extraordinaire himself.
So Sheila, what's the real agenda behind this whole going green, this environmentalism? I took part in 1970, the first ever Earth Day. Whoever came up with that was amazing. And then we went into recycling, and then just all this stuff has been bringing us towards this point where man is destroying the environment. Sheila, what's been the real agenda behind that?
Well, I think the bottom line is people don't understand. Like, they just think, oh, Agenda 21, Agenda 30, you know, okay, they want us in these stack and packs, in these global green smart cities. It's more than that, Dave. It's more than that. It's a tyrannical scheme, but here's the deal. They want, and the Pope has said this, and I don't know when the Pope became a climatologist, but Pope Francis has said, listen, we've got to curb this. We need a one world climate authority. So this is really their goal, a global governance, you know, absolute serfdom by stealth. They want depopulation. Paul Ehrlich said in his book, and he wrote another book with Obama's handpicked science czar, John Holdren, where they actually say in this book, they'd like to put, you know, forced vasectomies, sterilants in the water. I mean, this is how sick, you know, sick and degenerate these people are. So, you know, this whole thing has been done by design. It's got nothing to do with saving the planet. The issue's never been the issue. It's actually about depopulation. Because as Al Gore says in his book, Earth in the Balance, Dave, Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, we've got to worship the great goddess, the feminine goddess, and her human infestations becoming a problem, you pizza-eating, beer-guzzling plebs that are useless eaters, right?
Right, right. So do you think, has Trump, like Phineas, has Trump run a javelin through the heart of the green movement? Sheila, what's your take on that now?
Oh, absolutely. This UN climate accord was the biggest scam ever. And Trump was showing true leadership, because look at all the people that lost it. You know, I did a whole show on playing clips on these idiots saying, oh, our president is a sociopath. Oh, Trump to the world. Huffington Post had a big caption, Trump to the world, drop dead. You know, all this lunacy was coming. The liberals were having a meltdown because Trump said, hey, you know what? I don't think so. Like, this is a redistribution of wealth plan. This is Marxism. It's communism. He just called out this carbon neutral pagan death cult, Dave.
It's nothing more than earth worship, isn't it, Sheila? I had somebody described it the other day. I think I shared it here on the show, that the God haters, that's what I call them, the left, the environmentalists, are trying to recreate the Garden of Eden. It's what they're really trying to do, Sheila. They would be perfectly happy if Mother Earth, who, by the way, is a slap in the face to Father God, folks. If you're going around using the term Mother Earth, there's something seriously wrong with your with your theology. There ain't no Mother Earth. It's a slap in the face of Almighty God. And what they would love to be able to do is they'd love to have a planet with no people. If they could get a planet with no people, just them and a few others and no people, they would restore the earth to its pristine condition. It is the ultimate, I hate to say this, it's the ultimate rapture vision for the left. Would you agree with that, Sheila?
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, look no further than your Starbucks coffee cup. Mother Gaia, the Earth Goddess Gaia, Diana, Maya, Isis, Semiramis, pick your pagan goddess. It's about reinstating pantheism. You know, this really was dominating the times of the Egyptian, Babylonian, and Grecian eras when a lot of these Amorites, the Canaanites, these devilish ites, it's a cunning mixture of science, paganism, Eastern mysticism, feminism, actually, and eugenics and depopulation that has made this pagan green cult, Dave, the fastest growing religion on the planet. And that's what's really frightening, is a Christian church now is going green. You know, Al Gore and a bunch of guys with this climate initiative. It's Evangelical Climate Initiative, get that. And they sent out a bunch of grants to 197,000 churches across America, giving them grants to go green. And so this is what Christians don't really understand, is how diabolically Satanist this is, because really the arch nemesis of all things communism, Marxism, this socialist pope even, who, by the way, his handpicked science czar said, oh, 1 billion is the carrying capacity of the planet. Ted Turner, Google him in a search and throw in the word global warming and cannibalism. He said in 10 years, we're all going to be cannibals because of global warming. Global warming is causing a rise in rape, car thefts, auto thefts. You know, you pick your thing. Every single thing that you can think of, real or imagined, is caused by climate change. But guess what? There hasn't been any warming in 18 years, but they want to jail, like put in jail, climate skeptics like me. Robert Kennedy Jr., he actually said, I should be, you know, at the three cots in a hot at the Hague with the other war criminals. I should be in jail because I'm a climate skeptic. Well, the science, first of all, is not settled. Al Gore says the science is settled. The debate is over. There never was a debate, because you can't ever get your viewpoint heard, Dave. That is the problem with all of this.
See, the Lord just, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me, Sheila, as you were going on that rant, that again, as I've tried to explain to people, Holy Spirit said to me, the devil has denominations. Oh my goodness. Think about that a second, folks. You know, the church, we have a lot of denominations. We call them Presbyterians and Lutherans and Catholics and Church of God and Church of God in Christ and Methodists and Baptists and Southern Baptists and Reformed Baptists. We got all these denominations. And Sheila, whether you realize it or not, you rattled off the devil's denominations. All the way that the devil is working in the many faceted strands of the demonic realm, that is doing all that it can to destroy, I say, Western civilization, or certainly Christianity as we know it. So, Sheila, run through some of those denominations. I'm putting you on the spot. Can you run through some of those denominations again? I should have been writing it. Well, I'll get the replay and I'll write it down. Can you run through those, Sheila? I don't mean to put you on the spot. That was a fabulous rant right there.
When you say denominations,
Well, you were just talking about the globalists and climate change people and Ted Turner and all these different aspects, that they're all doing the same thing. They're trying to undermine Almighty God with Mother Earth. That's what they all are trying to do. And they are all nothing more than just different denominations of the same agenda. And the same agenda is what? The devil said, I will be last God. I will be like the Most High. It's all just denominations of the devil's church trying to destroy the Lord and his anointed. That's the way that I see it going on. Okay, Sheila, anybody in the queue have anything they want to say here before I take Sheila in with one more question? We've gone quite a while without letting somebody in. Larry, go ahead.
Then Michael. Yeah, but before you move on, I just have an observation about my home state here of South Carolina. You know, the climate change people talk about, oh, things are so much warmer now. But do you know 300 years ago, sailing ships used to stop at the barrier islands down around Beaufort, South Carolina, to replenish their citrus stocks to keep scurvy away. And you know, there's not a citrus tree one alive down there now, because the climate is too cold in the wintertime for citrus to survive.
Plus, there's too many malls, Larry. They got rid of all those orange trees. Michael, out there in Seattle or Tacoma, wherever the heck you are.
Tacoma. The thing is, the one thing I want to say is that what I love about hearing Sheila is, see, there's a spiritual dimension. This whole thing is about the spirit. And the problem is everybody's mind, our minds, take over. We start imagining this and imagining that. That's Al Gore is nothing more but a big old mind trip. He's not, he doesn't have any facts. He doesn't know science. And that's the problem. See, we're constantly talking about something that's of the mind instead of what the spirit is doing. Amen. See, Sheila has been moved by the spirit, just like you are, Dave. You're moved by the spirit to say something. That is the difference between the mind and the spirit. It's from the spirit that matters.
Caesar, have you ever asked yourself this, folks? Why is it that CNN will have on Al Gore, who, by the way, is a pope or a priest of the global movement? They love that religion, so they got to get their religious expert on. How come they won't have Sheila Zelinsky on CNN and let her go on and talk about this kind of stuff? Because it's the same reason that Christian pastors won't let somebody in their pulpit that doesn't preach the same message they're preaching. Can you imagine David Wilkerson ever standing in the pulpit at Lakewood Church with Joel Osteen? Can you imagine Joel Osteen ever giving a prophet like David Wilkerson a platform to be able to speak? See, it's no different than what's going on the other side. So the media would not allow a Sheila Zelinsky to get in there and speak the truth. That's why they hate Trump so much. He is swimming upstream. And don't ever forget this, folks. Even the dead fish float downstream. That's how you get one of those jobs in the media. Christian media, I don't care what it is. If you're in Christian media, hey, baby, you bow to the master's hand just the way everybody else does. The guy who pays your paycheck, the guy who makes the editorial decisions, you're no more free than Anderson Cooper is. That's my take on it. Let me shift gears here, Sheila. We're running out of time. By the way, Sheila, you're a fascinating guest. And I just want to say this publicly. You ain't no dummy. I mean, the research that you must have done, it comes out even as you begin to speak. We hear the research that you've done. And I just want to tip my cap and say that this is absolutely unbelievable. If the average pastor knew a third of what you knew, we wouldn't be in this mess. Hey, Sheila, what about what's going on with Jeff Sessions and that whole thing happening in D.C. right now?
Yeah, I mean, there's no evidence. Sally Gates, no evidence yesterday. Clapper, no evidence. James Comey, no evidence. There's no evidence. There's no collusion. The only collusion, Dave, appears to be Mueller and Comey. What is the motivating factor for these shark-infested, frenzied, bloodlusting Satanists for Trump? He killed the carbon tax. We talked about that. He killed the TPP. You know, this is like a weird Twilight Zone, fantasy land, witch hunt from these crazed degenerates. They're like a bunch of PCP crazed monkeys. But anyway, this is a media filibuster. You know, this is a media wholesale mugging of the president. I mean, since November, Dave, it's kind of been this, what, well-orchestrated group of enemies. We're going to delegitimize this guy. We're going to undermine him. I mean, Senate intelligence, what an oxymoron. How did you, how often did you meet with Mueller? You know, how often did you meet with Mueller? They should have asked, you know, look at the Ashcroft. They bungled the anthrax. That was Comey. In fact, so badly, the American tax paid millions for that. So, you know, why didn't they ask Comey how often he was meeting with Mueller? It's time to get the pitchforks and take to the streets, Dave. I mean, how much more of this three-ring circus ridiculous clown show can we tolerate? I watched the whole thing. And I was absolutely disgusted yesterday. I mean, I couldn't even stomach anymore after 2 hours, this mishmash of buffoons and degenerates, you know, Chuck the Schmuck, Nasty Pelosi, Jimmy the Snake. I mean, listen to this. I was thinking this is funny. It sounds like a bad version of The Sopranos. Timmy the Tuba, Jimmy the Snake, Loretta the Lynch, Slick Willie, Lolita Express, King of Predators. Cannot make these diabolical characters up, even if you had a hit list of pure evil fictional characters, like a top 10 worst and most evil movie villains of all time. These guys would look like schoolboys next to these sinister Satanists. I mean, it's so disgusting. It's It is. Who can take any more of this, Dave?
Well, you know, Sheila, my wife and I were driving down. We were in Columbus. That's about a half hour away from me. We were in Columbus, capital city. We were coming home from Columbus, and I was just livid. I was listening to something on the radio about Comey's testimony or whatever. You know, came out in Comey's testimony, Sheila, that every senator and every congressman had been briefed to know that Donald Trump was not under investigation. They'd all been briefed. Comey came out. They all knew it, Sheila. For how long have they all known it? There was no investigation of Donald Trump. Well, my sweet little wife, she got on the phone and she called Congressman Pat Tiberi here, and she gave him up one side and down the other. Not him, but his staff. Of course, she couldn't talk to him. Then she called Senator Rob Portman. She did the same thing. Or not Portman, but Sherrod Brown, up one side and down the other. Because listen, Sheila, the Republicans, who are supposed to be on Trump's team, they knew there was no investigation, and not a damn one of them said anything and let him go through this show trial. What's your take on that?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. Why was there never any charges for a little tarmac 45-minute meeting right before a certain Loretta Lynch mob made her decision on the Clinton investigation, the Clinton spin machine? You know, frankly, Hillary should have been indicted, Dave, and linchpin. She obstructed justice. You know, you want to talk about
Comey did too.
This collusion. Come on, the collusion is just, you know, I watched this whole session's grilling and I wondered, Dave, why is this hearing even taking place? This is the biggest waste of time and money in the history of America, of Russian interference. Oh, during the election. Where was Obama? Where was Lynch? Where was Holder and Kerry and Hillary? That happened on their watch. What did the Obama administration do? Oh, we have the wrong attorney general testifying. It should have been Loretta Lynchpin, as I call her. They were asking, Sessions, did you ever meet with a Russian? You mean besides Bernie Sanders? What is this? I mean, why didn't Lynch get a criminal investigation charge out of this, Dave? I mean, it's like, every 5 minutes, this bumbling buffoon, this Ron White or whatever his name is, he kept asking Sessions 98 different ways the same thing. Kamala Harris, what an obnoxious Jezebel. Have they ever heard of a little thing called separation of powers? The attorney general is not just your everyday cabinet member. He's the president's lawyer as well as the chief law official in the United States. Like, they're just treating him like he was some kind of a Johnny come lately that fell off a turnip truck. It was disgusting and the biggest waste of time in the history. We have more important pressing issues, Dave. We have 33 million Americans out of work. You know, this is a disgrace. I think we should be like your wife, lighting up phones, just giving them a steady diet of lit phones for the next month, calling out every senator, calling for charges. I mean, it's disgusting. I want to know why, and nobody's been able to answer me that this, you know, Comey was a leaker, but do you know that actually Comey should actually be charged? I mean, this guy, Comey, leaked the memo while he was a director of the FBI. That's under 18 USC 641. Guess what? Whoever knowingly does anything and disposes of any record of the United States or any department or any property of the United States of any government agency will be fined, because guess what? He did. He knowingly converted to his use he disposed of a record of the United States government. That is, like, the guy should go to jail for 10 years. That's what the fine is. Amen. Under that. You know, amen. We're not hearing about, it's Putin this and Hillary. I mean, my God, it's just, Dave, I feel like you just want to go insane when you hear these lemmings talk, don't you?
Yeah, but we have to realize this. Running out of time here, Sheila. Here's a scoop. This is what I try to share with everybody on our show so that they understand this. There's only two teams, Sheila. The devil has a team, and our Lord God Almighty has a team. The Republicans aren't on Jesus's team. They're on the devil's team. Whether you want to believe it or not, folks, the Republicans and the Democrats are on the same team. And if we cannot understand, if we cannot see what you spoke about earlier, the physical manifestation of a spiritual issue, if we cannot see what's going on, I don't even know what to tell you. But Sheila, the sad truth is, The church can't recognize it. The church is still stuck in the conservative Republican, Republicans good, Democrats bad, liberals bad, conservatives good. We're still stuck in that paradigm and not able to pull back and say, you know what? Some conservatives are playing on the devil's team. The Lord said, you are either for me or you are against me. You can't play on the Republican team and be on the Lord's team. You can be on the Lord's team and maybe be a Republican, but you cannot be on the Lord's team and play footsies with the Republicans and Democrats in that whole mess that's going on in Washington, D.C. We've been brainwashed. We've been blindsided. We've been programmed. And we need a great awakening in the church. Sheila, we got about a minute left. Bring us home here.
Yeah, well, the power, you know, that's where it goes back to the power of prayer. The power of prayer, you know what? The living God is activated by it. And that really is one of our biggest weapons against the enemy and these demonic hosts of hell, aka Washington. And that's why it's so important that we as believers need to learn how to pray effectively, do spiritual warfare, hold Trump up in prayer. You know, God is exposing a lot of things, and we need to pray like we've never prayed before. It's urgent because I'll tell you what, Dave, as the end of day is fast approach, we have never seen such a callous disregard for God's system. And that's really, I mean, yeah, debauchery and abhorrent sin abounds, but well, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. So we got to get on our knees, Dave. That's where we should be.
Sheila, where do people find you? I mean, I don't mean get in their car and drive up. How do they find you here on the internet, Sheila?
Weekendvigilante.com is kind of my main website. They can look at the books. They can look at my, you know, contact about me, blah, blah, blah. They can find the archives, how to listen, all of that. Weekendvigilante.com. And I just want to say thanks to all your listeners. God bless you guys. And throw me an email, and I'd love to send the people that tuned in today a copy of my book, Power Prayers, too, Dave.
God bless you, Sheila. Thanks for getting up. Don't hang up here, sweetheart. We go off the air and we'll talk to you a minute. Folks, there it is. It's right before us, man. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but baby, you better know this. We are wrestling. We are wrestling. And the future of our children and Western civilization is lying in the balance. Come on, church. Stand up. Time for the church to stand up. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.